This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. This is Michael Powell's last week as chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. One of the more contentious issues during his four-year tenure has been indecency on the airwaves. But as NPR's Kim Masters reports, the definition of indecency remains elusive.
Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council doesn't think that defining indecency is that difficult. He borrows from the definition of obscenity formulated by the late Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart.
Clearly, most people are going to know it when they see it.
But do they? Last November, more than 60 ABC affiliates declined to carry a broadcast of Steven Spielberg's gritty war film, Saving Private Ryan, because its many expletives were not deleted.
Just give us a Hey, Miller!
Perkins thinks broadcasting the film in primetime violated decency standards. Last month, the FCC disagreed. Calling the film a work of art, Chairman Powell said that the horror of war cannot be painted in airy pastels. To Perkins, that's just wrong. But it's okay with Laura Mahaney. She's with the Parents Television Council, the group that is the leading generator of indecency complaints to the FCC. A key point, she says, is that ABC warned the public about the language before the broadcast.
That's a big difference than parents being taken back by hearing something on TV or on the radio like the F-word just drop out of the middle of nowhere.
And so it goes in the indecency debate. Not even those who think the FCC has been too lax can agree on what violates federal standards. Saving Private Ryan is hardly the only example. While the American Family Council rails against ABC's racy hit, Desperate Housewives, the Parents Television Council is okay with that, too. Again, Laura Mahaney.
Desperate Housewives is really not as naughty as everybody thinks it is. You know, it's actually pretty tame. It's interesting storytelling.
Jeff Chester, a free speech advocate with the Center for Digital Democracy, doesn't quite buy this seemingly moderate stance.
We have to sort of take what they're saying with a grain of salt. They're very good at building, unfortunately, these long-term campaigns.
Chester thinks that Mahaney and others really hope to have the government slowly expand its oversight, first to cable and possibly someday to the Internet. But for now, these groups have clear-cut goals. They hope Congress acts quickly on legislation that dramatically increases fines for indecency violations. And they want a more aggressive FCC chairman. Mahaney was disappointed, for example, that the FCC under Powell declined to punish this bit from a primetime special that aired on NBC. In it, Dana Carvey, in his church lady character, talks to Macaulay Culkin about Michael Jackson.
How about your friends he took to the sleepovers? Did he ever get into Billie's jeans?
Doesn't make any sense.
It does to me.
Excuse me?
Well, I mean, come on. Why, you're trying to tell me, you're spooning your little jingle bells up against the king of pop and his chalance never rose up to salute you? Come on, man.
According to attorney Andrew Schwartzman, that may be tasteless, but it's not indecent. Schwartzman is with the Media Access Project and represents a number of small radio stations. He says even the material that the FCC has found to be indecent is not really prurient enough to violate federal standards. That includes rock star Bono's use of an expletive at an awards show and Janet Jackson's flash of breast at the Super Bowl. At this point, he says, the FCC has confused everyone by trying to play cop in this area.
Under Chairman Powell, the FCC has tied itself in knots.
And that, he says, puts the FCC on treacherous legal ground.
It creates an enforcement scheme that really is unconstitutional simply because it leaves people wondering what they can and cannot do, and that forces them to restrict speech more than is necessary.
The FCC has gotten pulled into the fray as broadcasters spiced up their content to compete with cable. But Schwartzman says trying to fine offenders creates more problems than it solves.
Rather than sanction the programming, I want to make broadcasters more responsible. And I would like the FCC to enforce the requirements of law that say that they're supposed to look at the character of broadcasters before they license them in the first place.
But it's a little hard to imagine the FCC pulling broadcast licenses from behemoths like Fox and Viacom. And free speech advocate Jeff Chester says that's where the hypocrisy lies.
The very critics who are railing against this indecent content in the Congress and in the White House have given to the television industry everything they've wanted. You want to buy more stations? No problem. We'll give you deregulation. Never once did these political leaders say, oh, by the way, what are you going to do with all this massive media power?
At this point, Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council says the simple solution is best. Make these companies pay, and pay a lot. He thinks the record-setting $500,000 fine in the Janet Jackson case wasn't enough.
What is that compared to the price that comes in for a 30-second spot in the Super Bowl? I mean, it's nothing.
It may be nothing, but the networks have still reacted to the adverse publicity. Janice Hirsch is a veteran television writer who works on the UPN sitcom Eve. She says material that has already run is now being edited in repeats.
The standards and practices, not just on our show, on all shows, have come down so hard. Our scripts are being examined in excruciating detail.
One episode, for example, involved characters being caught in a raunchy video. Nothing explicit was shown on screen, Hirsch says, but the word breast was deleted. That's hardly a loss to the culture, but Jeff Chester says the ill effects of FCC policy are felt in places that count. He cites an installment of the PBS program Frontline about soldiers coping with the Iraq War. PBS warned stations that they would get no legal support if they were fined for airing the show without editing the salty language.
When you have a news program like Frontline and the network feels that it has to sanitize the program because they're afraid of a huge FCC fine, that shows you something is wrong with how the government is conducting the indecency debate.
Chester says public broadcasters who are supposed to make cutting-edge programs cannot afford big legal fees to fight an FCC fine, even if they could win. But if public broadcasters can't afford to fight, the networks can. So the battle is being joined in the name of the kind of titillating programming that even some ardent free speech advocates find distasteful. As Congress is preparing to increase penalties, CBS is refusing to pay the fine for the Janet Jackson incident. And as the FCC awaits a new chairman, broadcasters are preparing a court challenge to the FCC's enforcement authority. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.